So, but today I want to start this series. I'm going to talk about mental illness in the Bible. And maybe you say, well, that has nothing to do with me. Listen, it has to do with everybody, because just as you get a flu or you get a physical disease, it can happen that you later in life develop some type of an issue. The way we catalog diseases today, it's a little bit different from biblical times. But I'd like to start today, so I'm going to give you two messages. This one, and then in July, I'm going to be here with Rose Alexis, who is a professional in this area, and we're going to conclude this. But during the week, I have an evening devotional. It's called My Evening Devotional, every weekday at 9 p.m. And so I have a series of 10 messages on different issues of mental illness. So I'll start with depression, bipolar, I'm going to talk about ADD, ADHD, it's 10, schizophrenia. So we're going to see them and how to address them, how to mitigate those. So if you struggle with a mental illness, please, this is a time to get some biblical knowledge on how to overcome this. And remember, God is our healer, so he provides healing. But I like to address these things. And sometimes I've been a church planter for many years, and some Christians, they say that these diseases like schizophrenia, bipolar disorder, are caused by demonic possession or demonic oppression. And so this is how these issues were taken care in the Middle Ages, maybe some at the time of the early church, because there was no study, there was no way of identifying issues. Now, Jesus differentiated, and the Gospels differentiate, when Jesus cured a lunatic, and the lunatic is someone with a mental disease. So if you see Jesus healed the lunatic, it's a person with a mental disease. So it's not a demon. But in some other occasions, he rebuked the demons, and the demons left. There was this man living in a graveyard, in the sepulchres, and he was there, and he had a legion of demons. So Jesus rebukes the demons, and the man gets healed. Two different issues. And so I'm talking not about demonic possession. I'm talking about issues of the mind. Though, when a person has a mental illness, just like you and me, they can open themselves to the demonic. So it's easier for a person with schizophrenia to get to be open to the demonic than a person that has no schizophrenia. And I'll mention this a little bit further today. But I like, just for the sake of introducing this subject, talking about one of the most common identified mental illnesses today, which is bipolar disorder. And this is a name that started to be given in 1957, so just before I was born. So it means that for thousands of years, nobody talked about this. So in the Bible, it's not mentioned. And before it was called bipolar disorder, in 1921, it was cataloged as manic depression. So it was called manic depression, then they called it bipolar disorder, and today it seems like an epidemic because everybody is bipolar. Not everybody, but a huge number of people. And so when my younger kids went to school, if they were very active, they say, oh boy, it's very active. Now they say, oh, it has ADD or ADHD, let's give them lithium. And so we need to have wisdom in these areas. And even if there's an issue like this one, You know, there's a godly way to address it. And that's what I'm talking about today. So Paul, let me mention this, had to deal with something he called a thorn in the flesh. Now, what was the thorn in the flesh? Was it a disease? Was it a mental problem? We don't know, but it was something that bothered him. And he calls it a thorn in the flesh. So if you have a mental illness, you can see it also, like Paul, as a thorn in the flesh. In this case, it's a thorn in your mental capacities. And so if you need to deal with something that's really hard to get rid of, it's like Paul, he had a thorn in the flesh. And you know, the answer of God was very interesting. In 2 Corinthians 12, he says, "So to keep me from becoming conceited because of the surpassing greatness of revelations, a thorn was given to me in the flesh, a messenger of Satan to harass me, to keep me from becoming conceited. Three times I pleaded with the Lord about this, that it should leave me." So we don't know what the thorn in the flesh was. I'm just speculating that it could be either a disease or it could be a family problem. We don't know, because we know that he was married because he belonged to the Sanhedrin and you had to be married. But then he says he is single, so either he lost his wife or he divorced, or we don't know what happened. It's something that we don't know. But we see it was a thorn in the flesh. So in the context of what we're talking about today, let's just speculate that he had some sort of illness. And this illness was persistent. It was returning. And remember, he lived in miracles. Paul spoke and miracles happened. So he was an apostle with miracles happening on a daily basis, but he himself had to deal with some sort of a problem. And we see these issues happening today. So he prays to the Lord. So if you have mental illness, or if you know someone with mental illness, here's the key: plead with the Lord. What does it mean to plead with the Lord? It means that you're asking strongly. You're begging, you're insisting, you're pleading with the Lord. And it says three times. So it's not that he prayed three times. He can pray three times in 30 seconds. But he spent some time trying to address the issue. Now, then the Lord told him, "Well, my grace is sufficient because my power perfects in you when you are weak." So the grace of God is sufficient to heal from mental illness. And if you suffer from any kind of mental illness, there's a few things also you need to avoid if you want to receive healing. That's what we're talking about. I'm not just giving you information. I'm telling you how to address the issues. And so one of the things, you need to abstain from a few things. If you were diagnosed with depression, don't take alcohol. Don't use drugs. Do more exercise than normal people do. Do a diet, sleep well, and try to reduce your stress. Those are just wisdom tips. So things you should do. Because if you have mental issues, like you're bipolar and you're smoking pot, listen, I don't care what everybody says. It's not good for you. Because I had some people telling me, "Oh, now it's legal, so I smoke pot to control my bipolar disorder." Well, you're actually making it worse, because when you smoke, you're okay, but then with the after effects, and you know, you're causing a huge problem. And I'm telling you this from experience, because I smoked pot and I took heroin for many, many years. I took all types of drugs, and you can find all excuses to say, "Oh, it's not a big deal." It is a big deal, because it will affect you. So if you want to be healed from bipolar depression, it's not with medication. Do what Paul did. Go to the Lord, ask the Lord, plead with the Lord. And if it doesn't go away, continue to plead. And the same answer God gave Paul, he will give it to you. My grace is sufficient. Let's read the rest of the passage. God said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weaknesses. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly of my weaknesses, so that the power of Christ may rest upon me. So here's Paul saying, I boast in my weaknesses. So what is boasting on weaknesses? Listen, let's say you have you were diagnosed with ADD or ADHD, attention deficit disorder. And some are hyperactive disorders. That's for the H stands for. So if you were diagnosed like this and now you walk with Christ, boast on it. We have someone that attends here to our church. I'm not going to mention the name, but constantly boasts and say, oh, this is my ADD. This is my ADD. But the Lord is helping me. And so not only he lives a natural life, he lives a supernatural life. So you can use those what are considered handicaps for your own advantage. You can use it for your own advantage. Because what can be seen as a problem, it can actually be a skill. Because if you're hyperactive and you're playing hockey, ice hockey, or you're playing soccer, maybe you're an excellent player because you have more energy than everybody else. So use your handicap as a skill. Don't see yourself as a problem. See yourself, I am different, so I'm going to use these differences for something. You know, many geniuses, they're actually, if they live today, some of the geniuses of the past, they will tell that they were nuts, they were crazy, they had this disease or that form of disease. But because they're different, they use that difference in their genius to achieve something for mankind. Now, when you have depression or bipolar disorder, sometimes also people commit sinful acts and they excuse themselves with the disease. Oh, I yelled at you because I'm bipolar. Listen to me. Listen to me. If you're bipolar and you have outbursts of anger and you sin in that anger, it's a sin. Because the Bible doesn't differentiate sin if you have a disease or a problem or not. Hello? So you need to recognize if you sinned, I committed a sin, and you go to God and you ask for forgiveness. Don't say, oh, I did this because I'm on medication. Yeah, you're on medication, but please apologize for what you said. Oh, I slap you in the face because I'm bipolar. Doesn't work like that. Sin is sin. So if you suffer from an illness or a condition, let's put it this way, because sometimes when we say mental illness, people say, oh, I don't have mental illness. I'm not crazy. It's still a stigma of things. But today, we kind of go to the opposite direction. And so many people will use this as an excuse. Oh, I have this illness, so I can do whatever. No, you shouldn't. You should recognize. And bipolar Christians should apologize to others and ask forgiveness also to God. Let me read John 15:22. It says, if I had not come and spoken to them, they would not have been guilty of sin. But now they have no excuse for their sin. So if you've never listened to this message, you were excused. But now you have no more excuses. You have no more excuses. If you have outbursts of anger, if you attack people, you know, let me tell you that God has forgiveness for you. Now, I want to touch a few things that I'm going to go a little bit more in depth during the week on my evening devotionals. But let me mention that a few people that apparently had what will be considered today a mental illness. Elijah. He gets depressed. Man, he gets depressed. He runs away from everybody, and he's so depressed because Jezebel is a bad girl. But before, he killed with his own hand 400 prophets of Baal. So, what's up with him? He's depressed. King David, he had severe depression on multiple occasions. King Saul needed a prophet like David to play music because he was in a condition, it's identified with the demon, but the way it's identified, if it was today, nobody will call it the demon. People will say, Saul is bipolar or has this problem. King Nebuchadnezzar, he decides to eat with pigs and to live with animals for a season of his life, and then it suddenly gets better. But these are just a few of many forms of illness that are identified in the Bible. Now, let me tell you something. I've been a Pentecostal pastor for a few years. I pastored Pentecostal charismatic people. Talk about crazy. Talk about crazy stuff that happens. I'm not saying crazy people. I'm going to say crazy stuff. Listen, if you've been around for as much as I've been and visited a few churches, you know that there's a lot of mental illness in churches that is covered under the disguise of spiritual things. I've met people that clearly have a condition called schizophrenia, which is hallucinations and hearing voices, but they say that those hallucinations are angels and the voices is God. And without trying to offend anyone, this is not generalizing. It's a few people, in fact, a minority of people, but there's a few people that have a mental illness and they think that it's God speaking to them. And I'm not saying it's not, but I'm saying by my observation and living in church for a long time, I have seen it. I have seen this. Now, let me tell you that the same way God speaks to a person that is considered normal, God speaks to a person that has a mental illness. So I'm not saying that God cannot speak to a schizophrenic person, but I'm telling you that sometimes it's a severe disease. Let me share just one of these experiences. When I came to Christ, God transformed my life. I started going to church, and I started talking about Jesus to my whole family. My sister, she's a doctor. She lived in a place, a small town. And I told her, go to church there. I didn't know the church. I didn't know anything about it. It was a very small, rural area church, and so she goes there. And finally, a few weeks later, I asked my sister, so you went to church? Yes, I went. Poor pastor. He's a paranoid schizophrenic. Because she's a doctor. She wasn't criticizing. She diagnosed immediately the pastor as a paranoid schizophrenic. Without prejudice. Because she's a doctor. And then I realized, you're right. He's a paranoid schizophrenic, but he's a pastor. Wow, I'm touching some tough toes. I'm not telling you to generalize, but I'm telling you that you can find this. Without mentioning also the name of the church, when I lived in Toronto for many years, I visited this church that was known by supernatural things happening. And I went there, and people, some were on the floor barking, other ones were roaring like lions, other ones were rolling on the floor on the other side. And I'm not saying it wasn't God, but I'm telling you, in that church, they had at least 20 or more people with mental issues that were enjoying the presence of God, but people were saying, oh, look, God is making that person bark. So what? So a dog can understand the message? Because I don't speak dog. Do you speak barking? Do you understand anything? If someone comes at you and barks, are you understanding anything? No. I'm not saying it's not God doing it, but identifying like weird stuff like this as God is also insane, if you think about it. So we need to be wise and know that mental illness is around, is in the body of Christ, and God will speak to people with mental illness, but we cannot accept everything, you know, as a prophetic word or something that God is saying. Use your wisdom. Let me turn the page because I don't want to get stuck here. But I wanted to mention this because I know also, and I've been a Pentecostal pastor and then a Baptist pastor, and in the Baptist world there is less of this evidence, but it exists too. It exists everywhere. It's not just as visible as in a charismatic church where there's freedom to do whatever. But a fact is that in the charismatic world, you will see more people with mental illness that feel at home because they're accepted. And so there's a need for a church for everybody also. Are you following me? Now, let me just, a short bracket, tell you this. I've helped people with schizophrenia. Mild schizophrenia can be helped very easily. And what I tell to a person that has mild schizophrenia, I tell them, use your handicap as a gift. What do I mean by this? A person with schizophrenia is very sensitive to things around. They're very sensitive. If there's an environment where they feel there's anger, they feel that anger more than you or me. If there's an environment with peace and love, they feel that peace and love. So they're very sensitive. So use that handicap to be sensitive to the things of God. And I have seen people with schizophrenia used by the Lord in mighty ways to deliver messages that are truly from God. That are truly from God. And so God will use anyone. It's not written in the Bible. Here are the gifts of the Spirit. Only for sane people. Is that written in the Bible? It's for everybody. Who's the Holy Spirit for? The Holy Spirit is for everybody. So if you have mental illness, you need to be aware of this. Now, the demonic is another issue, and I don't want to talk about this because I extensively talk about the demonic. But more than 100 times, demons are mentioned in the Bible, and it's a different thing. If you're diagnosed with schizophrenia, you don't have a demon. But you may be open to the demonic as much as someone that doesn't have schizophrenia. So, what you need to ask God is for the Holy Spirit. Because when a person with mental illness asks for the Holy Spirit, receives the Holy Spirit as much as a person without a mental illness. But the person with the mental illness, I've seen that sometimes in that eagerness of being changed, of not wanting to be like this, they receive the Holy Spirit, and then they're totally transformed. Church is a great place for people with mental illness. And anyone, if you're filled with the Spirit, Galatians 5 talks about some traits that will naturally happen in you called the fruit of the Spirit. Love, joy, peace, patience, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness. The last one, self-control. Self-control. If you're a bipolar, diagnosed with bipolar disease, you need self-control. Especially when you're in some roller coaster emotional issue, you need that self-control. I'm about to conclude. Now, in 1 John 4:1, it says, "Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from God, for many false prophets have gone out into the world." So when it says test the spirits, it's test the spirits of people. It's not to test demons. Though some people are demonically influenced, oppressed, or even possessed. So all the things that I spoke about mental illness, don't be afraid if someone in a church has symptoms of, you know, something is not right in the head, but they come to you and they give you a prophetic word. Did it ever happen to you? Many times to me. Many times to me. So what do? I taste and I test the Spirit. First of all, to me, if a person has a mental illness or not, to me it's the same value. Either you have a mental illness or not. It's the same value because you're a person. You're a sensitive, but I need to test, is this from the Spirit of God or not? So don't be afraid. Let me tell you, if you're listening to me now online and your church, you know, there's a high percentage of people that, you know, if they were diagnosed by a psychiatrist, probably half of them will be cataloged under certain type of disease. I know I'm laughing, but I'm not mocking anyone. It's just the reality. I've been around for a long time. You can accept the prayers, you can accept the love, you can accept the words, but please, please, please test the spirits. Because also in the prophetic world, the world of false prophets, I am convinced at 100%, not 99, but 100%, that most false prophets have some type of mental illness. I'm putting this at 100%. It's a high thing. I'm telling everyone, all of them, they have some type of a mental disturbance. And that's where the devil finds way to say, I'm going to fool you. I'm going to trick you. That's where Paul says, you know, be careful, because even the devil himself, Satan, can show up as an angel of light. Do not be deceived. Do not be deceived. And so we need to be careful. So either you have a mental illness or not, do not be deceived. Concluding, John 10:10, Jesus said, "The thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly." Ultimately, everything that comes from God is abundant life. Because many of these false prophets, they'll come with words to scare you. Oh, the Lord says, if you don't do this, you're going to die. They come to scare you. Oh, the Lord says, if you don't give me $1,000, you're going to be poor for the rest of your life. You're looking at me like that. You know, I was in a pastor's conference where an apostle pastor said, you know, all of you come here to my feet and deposit a check of $1,000. If you don't do so, you're under a curse. In my place, I said, I rebuke this demon of hell. There's no curse over me. And you get zero from me. Amen. And I went home. You know, what do? I test the spirits and I test with the Word of God. If God wants to give me abundantly, if God wants to give me abundantly, it's without conditions. God is, it's unconditional. Concluding, if you have mental illness, and I mentioned just a couple of issues, because I'm touching the surface, I cannot go really deeper, but I believe that God used this message to open your eyes in certain things and to help many of you. Do not accept your condition. In the sense, let me give you this example. Many of you know I deal with helping people with drug addiction. There's two ways of approaching drug addiction. One is to tell the person, you have a disease and you're going to be like this all of your life. So come here and tell everybody your name and tell us that you're a miserable alcoholic or a drug addict. And so you go to a meeting and there's a few people with the same problem. You stand, you say, hello, I'm Tony and I'm a drug addict. That's one approach. That's not my approach, by the way. My approach, this is not who you are. This is a problem you're going through. So you can say, I am Tony and I was a drug addict. I'm not. I was. I do like Paul. I boast in my weaknesses to show the glory of God. I've been free for 35 years. And I'm still alive. When I was told I had 2 months to live. So God healed me, God delivered me, and I boast in that. But I am not a drug addict. Move this to mental illness. You don't have to accept, oh, I'm bipolar. No, you're not. You're John, you're Anne, you're Paul, you're Peter, you're Mary. That's your name. Don't put the title there. Don't put that disease there. Is it a thorn in the flesh? You struggle with it? Do like Paul. Paul went 3 times. Maybe you go 30 times or 50 times or 100 times. It doesn't matter. Confess your healing. Just say, God, by your stripes I was healed. I don't want to live with depression. The joy of the Lord is with me. And so you can win the battle of the mind. Amen. I want to finish by praying for you. I want to pray for people that are here, people that are online. And if you need help, don't hesitate to ask for help. Today, we're so privileged because we can have help for mental illnesses, not just from church and from exorcists, because in the past, if a person had severe illness, they'll go to the exorcist. And some will have a really bad experience because many times, and I'll talk about this on my next time, many times people come to me and they say, Pastor, I have a demon. And sometimes they do. And if it's a demon, let's cast that demon out. But sometimes it's not a demon. It's a mental illness. So we cast demons that do not exist out, and the condition remains. And so next month, they say, oh, I felt better for a week, but now the demon is back. Well, if the demon is back, let's consider, is this a demon, or are you suffering with some form of psychological issue that has to be addressed? Let me tell you, by the word of the Lord, we can address all these issues, and yes, with prayer, because God can heal mental illness. God can heal you. I've had people with bipolar disease diagnosed in my team, my pastoral teams, living completely normal lives with no medication because God delivered them 100%. And this happened everywhere I pastored. I dealt with people that suffer these illnesses. So as I pray for you, believe in the power of prayer, but maybe you need to do something else. That's why I invited Rose Alexis to be here with me. She works in this area of helping people with mental illnesses. And we're going to talk about it naturally. I hope that will be a great help for you. And if you have someone in the family that has either a mild or a severe case of any of these issues I mentioned or others, we're here to help. Just message me on Facebook, YouTube, you know, give it also a like, it will help our channel, subscribe, and we're here to help and to give you some direction on how you can address those issues. So God, I pray for people here in this room, people watching online that are suffering with mental illness or some mental condition, either it's a chronic, long-term issue, or if it's something that just showed up, something that is just happening. I pray also for children that are diagnosed with some form of ADD or ADHD, all these new names and acronyms that people are talking about. God, I know that by your stripes we were healed, not only in our physical bodies, but also in our mind. Lord, you have healing for the soul. And God, we will battle this fight knowing that if God is for us, no one can be against us. I pray, Lord, that you'll bring healing to mental illness. Lord, right now, you can bring supernatural healing in the blink of an eye. Just as you heal a cancer, you can heal people from schizophrenia, from BPH, from ADD, from all these different diseases. And God, in Jesus' name, I pray, Lord, that you will do a supernatural work right now. And also, as people that listen to this message realize that they can receive healing, that they will not accept their condition, but that they will do like Paul. They keep fighting, they keep praying, pleading with the Lord. So I plead with you, Lord, for all these people that are watching, in Jesus' name, amen.